A warm welcome back to the Big Small Business Show, and now it's time for the Entrepreneurial Academy, where I share some thoughts that came to mind during my interview with Siba Sisu. What I saw in that interview was a classic mistake that many entrepreneurs make, especially the ones that are battling to get sales and require sales at that point in time. They're used to a certain growth in sales, they hit a bit of a speed wobble, they start to slow down, and then they make a classic mistake of looking for new markets. Now, what I'm about to share with you right now is not actually a tip. It's more like a rule. Of course, it's not a 100% rule. It's a 95.78 rule, which is this. It is better and easier to sell a different product into the same market than it is to sell a product, the same product, into different markets. And what I mean by that is that once your market knows you and trusts you, which we saw with Siba Sisu, is that it's better for him to then say, hey, you know me, you know my brand, you trust me, this is what else I can sell to you, than to take that same product and go to a new market and say, hey, market, now get to know me, get to trust me, and I can tell you something that I might be good at producing. So do remember that tip before you start looking for a whole bunch of new markets, especially when there is a market right in front of you that trusts you, that is lucrative and is ready to take your next order. And now it's time for the entrepreneurial highs and lows.
Hi, my name is Josla Muchocho, the founder of Muchocho IT Consulting. The company was started, I started the company because I saw the need in bringing the technology to the people. So in 2010, I decided to resign and I started working full-time on this company. So before I resigned, I had so many advices. People were telling me, you know what, it looks greener from the outside, don't take a chance. Then I ended up starting this company. But one thing that I can take home ever since I become serious about entrepreneurship is when you say yes to something, there's something you say no to. So whatever that you said yes to, work on it and keep your focus on it until it comes to life. So that's the best thing that I have done, and then it has bear so many fruits, because if I keep my focus on something that I want until I get results, that is why we push the company until this far. We've been in business for over 7 years, and it's going up and down, but because we know our focus where we want to be, we are still pushing. So thank you.
The Big Small Business Show was brought to you by MTN Business.
The Big Small Business Show was proudly brought to you by Saika. Choose a difference maker, choose a chartered accountant.